Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Rick Maurer back on the show. Rick is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, coming up on 11 years as a member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of Why Don't You Want What I Want? And also Beyond the Wall of Resistance. And he's got another one, second edition, The Feedback Toolkit. 16 tools for better communication in the workplace. And he's our good friend, Rick Maurer. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's good to be here.
Good to have you back. Rick, one of the things that's really hard for small business owners is focus.
Yeah.
The CEO of a small business, being the CEO of a small business is the hardest job in the world, because we have almost all of the responsibilities that a big business CEO does, with very few of the people to delegate it to. And so many of the big decisions that maybe are already highly evolved by the time they get to the CEO of a big company, you know, maybe they land 100% on CEO of a small company, and they're trying to grow their business and decide where the company's going to go and deal with the details of today and the customers and the employees, et cetera, et cetera. How do you, you know, when you're trying to lead change, focus, yeah. Focus is really difficult.
Yeah, you're right. It's extraordinarily difficult. And, I mean, one of the challenges for people who run small businesses, like your listeners and like you and me, is there is so much that has to get done that you can end up, if you're not careful, with really long to-do lists. And, I mean, I've got one on my computer right now, and the problem with these to-do lists is not that you don't have to do these things, but suddenly your day becomes this miscellaneous assortment of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's challenging for us, but then when we try to assign things to other people or delegate, what we're giving them is a list of to-do items, and nobody has the context. They don't see, so why are we doing this? Why are we changing to that? Why are we moving into this new market? And so it lacks the context. Once people have context and go, oh, I see why this is important, this is an exaggeration, but they'll move heaven and earth to get the thing done.
Right. Well, is that a component of focus or a component of communication?
It's both. It starts with just understanding what the focus is, so that if I were to say to one of my clients, so I know you're going to go through this big project, you're going to automate this or that, why? And if they start giving me a laundry list of things, all of which might be important, and I start to tune out, that's not good focus.
Mm-hmm.
If they say our competitors are eating us for lunch, they can make a sale, get it out the door, get it installed before we can write up the paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
We got it, you know, that something like that. You go, whoa, you got to do something about
right.
that.
Right.
You know, and so sometimes it's just
so you're
tweaking
saying,
what
you're saying
thinking.
That part of leading change is being able to communicate the urgency, the reason for the purpose of it to your people in a way that helps them focus.
Yeah, there's a step before that. I agree with you 100%. The step before that is I got to be able to do it for myself first. I really need to be able to articulate, here's why this is important, and here's why this is going to take priority over those other seven things on my to-do list
mm-hmm.
right now.
Mm-hmm.
Once I've done it for myself, then the second step, which ought to be an easier step, but the next step then is I need to communicate that to the people who are going to have to work on it.
Sometimes small businesses try things that don't get finished.
Yeah.
It happens too much, doesn't it? They don't face the thing. How do you, if that? And sometimes it's nobody's fault. It's
right.
just something that just happened. How do we? Don't we also need to communicate to them how this is going to be different from that other time?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a really good point because. But what you know, what it requires is that we actually know why the last one didn't work.
Right.
And what I find is that we're so busy that often we go from project to project without ever debriefing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, which is something, by the way, that the military would do on any engagement.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking about the Battle of the Bulge. I'm really concerned
about the projects. A lot of small businesses, and I'm not leaving me out of this list either. Start a lot of projects, and they don't always get finished, and that's a real issue. I want to ask you to address that when we come back after these messages. Right back with Rick Maurer. We're going to talk about how to wrap those projects up and put a bow on them and put them on the shelf. 20 till the.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.